This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver saw dueling demonstrations Tuesday between abortion rights advocates at the state capitol and anti-abortion counter-protesters. CPR's Hart Van Denberg was there.
What I'm hearing and seeing is a lot of the kinds of signs that we often see at these protests. A lot of keep your laws off my body, keep abortion safe and legal. The counter-protesters are carrying around some fairly grisly banners that show what they claim to be aborted fetuses. It's quite a spectacle.
CPR's Hart Van Denberg. You will see a lot of pictures from the scene in Denver at CPR.org. Abortion rights supporters gathered in Grand Junction. Jennifer Hancock is with the reproductive rights group Cobalt. She says even in conservative communities like hers, there's a network of people who support reproductive rights.
When the Western Slope decides to organize and speak up and be heard, things can happen pretty quickly. We all know each other.
Abortion rights opponents see the leaked Supreme Court opinion as a good sign, but note that abortion is now protected in Colorado state law. Jeff Hunt with the Western Conservative Summit says abortion opponents will now focus on challenging that new law.
For a state to write into law that a certain class of people do not have rights is something that I think broadly has constitutional problems.
Hunt says organizations are raising money for lobbying efforts and potential legal challenges to Colorado's abortion law. And we'll hear more from that conversation in about 15 minutes. The federal government is taking emergency action to protect Western water supplies. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border has dropped so low, it's close to no longer being able to generate hydropower. To shore up water supplies, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation is invoking its authority to change how the reservoir operates for the first time ever. The agency will keep about 500,000 acre feet in the lake instead of sending it to downstream states. And another 500,000 acre feet of water will be added to Lake Powell from another Colorado River reservoir. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
And there's more at CPR.org.